Once again, it's time to sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, to bring you some of the latest news coming from the charity. Some big news stories, actually, to talk about this week, Matt, including an award. But let's start off with it's a topic you told us about a few weeks ago. This is around education.
We've been participating this week in some of the World Blind Union sessions, whereby a variety of speakers have been making the point about education being the sort of bedrock of then going on and getting employment. So education, massively important in itself, massively important for future sort of life opportunities. And as your listeners will know, we were alerted to a challenge in one of the London boroughs in Newham, where they were going to quite arbitrarily make cuts to the QTVI resource. And QTVI stands for Qualified Teacher with a Visually Impaired Resource. Now, which clearly would have left about 180 children in Newham, probably then subject to not having the appropriate support in their education, you know, which was terrible. So we stepped in and we have lobbied the local MP, who's a very good Labour MP called Stephen Timms, and he engaged the Chief Executive Council. And we've also had contact through David Clark. Our executives were there, the Borough Director of Education. And the good news of all this sort of lobbying that we're able to sort of corral was that the Director of Education has confirmed they will have two full-time equivalent posts in place from September. So positive is, I think, showing our ability to get involved in something very important and being able locally to agitate and work with allies, in this case, a local MP, to have some impact and get the decision sort of changed to the degree that they will have more resource from the next academic year. Maybe slightly more negative take on this is quite how a well-run council like Newham actually can decide quite unilaterally that this is an appropriate measure without quite understanding the implications or realising the implications and still going through with the decision.
I suppose when you look sort of UK-wide, there are recognised shortages of QTVIs, and that does have a negative impact on that education gap if blind and partially sighted children are falling behind their sighted peers. You know, that can have roll-on effects if they want to go to, say, further or higher education or into the world of employment.
No, that's right. And I mean, there's only a few universities that do this sort of special training for QTV. I think it's Birmingham, Lancaster and York. So there's a finite amount of training places. One of the big strategic objectives we have as an organisation, you know, now we're through the statutory inquiry and we have headroom and, you know, looking forward very optimistically is to work very hard on education with a variety of stakeholders in the sector to make sure this provision exists and is there to support blind and partially sighted people, because we could do a whole ton of stuff, which we will do, around employment, but that's further upstream. Clearly, as I said earlier, the critical point is making sure people get the best possible chance through education.
From education then, Matt, which I'm sure we will come back to over the coming months, let's move on to some very current news. This is an established relationship with Kellogg's that RIB's had, but really taken a huge step forward.
We did something back in the autumn last year, which was serious, but a bit of fun, because we worked with Kellogg's on making some Cocoa Pops cereal boxes accessible, both with a braille on the packaging, but also a NaviLens code. And what NaviLens is, a bit like a QR code that if you put your smartphone, your device over it, gives you a whole ton of information about whatever it is that has a NaviLens code. So in this context, it gave you a lot of information around Cocoa Pops. And, you know, why is this important? Well, clearly, if you're blind and partially sighted and you're trying to shop, or you're at home, you manage to get a home delivery and the stuff arrives and you're trying to unpack it, understanding what it is, what's in front of you in either setting, you know, is really important. And so the good news 8 months on is that, you know, we're now working with Kellogg's to extend this technology across all their brands, which is great. And it will start with Special K in January 2022, so about 6 months away. And clearly, you know, supply chains and packaging have got to be bought and all the rest of it. So it's a few months of lead time, but it will roll out. And that will be across all of Kellogg's brands, all their cereal brands across Europe. And so there's 30 million blind and partially sighted people sort of Europe-wide, of which there's 2 million sort of in the UK. You know, we're still some way away from the home run of getting to a tipping point where all packaging is done like this. So, you know, what we've been doing behind the scenes is working with other, you know, manufacturers, other FMCG companies, other retailers, to really get this point sort of woven across more than just Kellogg's. And, you know, watch this space for us talking a bit more about that.
I never actually thought of the, you know, bringing your shopping home and then being able to check your shopping if everything had this, because, you know, I do it myself. I bring my stuff home and I think, okay, right, now the challenge begins. Right, let's finish off with some more good news. This time, a very prestigious international award has been picked up by RNIB.
From last year, we got quite a lot of publicity at the time about creating a prototype of the world's first accessible pregnancy test, because clearly the way pregnancy tests work, those of your listeners who've used them know that you get a visual strip and an indentation on your pregnancy test. So we designed an accessible pregnancy test, did a prototype, which got a whole raft of publicity at the time, because it was such a neat idea, very intelligible idea for people to understand, and not only, you know, make the point about pregnancy tests, but also that was a sort of portal into a broader discussion then around design not being done with blind and partially sighted people in the thought process. And I'm delighted to say that we just found out we've won a very prestigious bronze Cannes, as in the South of France town, film festival. So the Cannes Glass Lion Award, probably Lion d'Or, for our Design for Everyone campaign on the accessible pregnancy test. And this is a very, very first division award. And in the competition, we beat off the likes of Nike, Google, Unilever, you know, the prestigious nature of those. They are the advertising world's equivalent of the Oscars.
Fantastic idea, you know, such a private and personal product to have access to as well. But I suppose equally important, isn't it, that RNIB shows that this can be manufactured, you know, share the information, because you know, at the end of the day, it's not up to charities to create these devices, make them and sell them. These should be mainstream, and showing that it can be done is really, you know, a giant step.
Yeah, in a post-COVID world, there's a sort of zeitgeist at the moment for us, I think, to really surf, to get companies to pay attention and get involved in things like inclusive design. And there's also things around employment, you know, with people able to sort of work at home and use technology to do jobs they didn't think they could do before. So there's a whole ton of opportunity in this post-COVID world for us to engage with partners at like Kellogg's, or, you know, the prototype sort of partner we did with the inaccessible pregnancy tests, and actually really use those opportunities to really push the boundaries here and get people to sit up and take notice. And I'm sure if I'm Kellogg's, I'm not only am I making a commercial decision that says this is a good thing to do because actually we should be serving our customers, but I think also they would think internally this sends out a powerful signal about us as an organisation and what we're bothered about. I think it allows them to engage their staff around their sort of corporate social responsibility type agenda and work. And so on any level, it's a win. And so, you know, I'm very keen for us as an organisation to really sort of drive these relationships very positively with a variety of sort of external stakeholders, FMCG companies, retailers, hospitality industry, travel industry, you know, because I think there's not a lot of reasons why you wouldn't do a lot of this. And I think up to now, people haven't done it, not because they don't consciously want to do it, just because they haven't really thought about it.
Now, if you would like any information from RNIB on its services, if you're blind or partially sighted or know someone who is, or indeed on any of the topics we've been chatting about today, then do log on to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline. Our friendly staff are there for you on 0303 123 9999, or ask your Amazon Echo device, Lady A, to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, out of time once again. We'll catch up again next week. But thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Alan.